Wailua River Valley.
Hey guys, this is DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Cultural Kitchen at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. This show will be about different cultures of food from all over the world. This is show number one, where I will be talking about food from my parents' hometown, Taiwan. So we're going to be talking about Taiwanese cuisine. Are you excited? Yeah. So we're going to be splitting up the show into three segments. The first segment, I will be talking about just the culture. The second segment, I will be talking about the popular dishes and how to make them. The third segment, I will be telling you guys about different restaurants that you should try all over California. All right, let's get started. So let me give you a background of Taiwan. So over 4/5 of the people are descendants of Han Chinese settlers who came to the island in 17th through 19th centuries from southeastern China. The culture is a blend of Aboriginal cultures, Taiwanese folk cultures, Chinese classical culture, and Western-influenced modern culture. Taiwan lies between Japan and Philippines off the southern coast of China. The total area is 13,800 square miles. Again, this is DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Cultural Kitchen at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. All right, so let's get started. Let's start by talking about food in daily life for Taiwanese. So the Taiwanese food brings people together in Taiwan, and the eating and exchange of food defines social groups. Taiwanese families are identified as people who eat together, and dinner is a secular ritual that reinforces family relationships. Sharing food in the home signifies equality, and people of higher rank are never invited to dine in one's home. Larger groups of kin, neighbors, and temple members come together less frequently to share meals and reinforce their social connections. So Taiwan is a country of fish, a lot of fish eaters. Food is cooked slowly in groups and stews, or quickly by deep frying. Some popular dishes include braised pork rice, beef noodle soup, oyster omelet, and milkfish. Small restaurants display fresh produce on the street so that customers can choose their evening meal. Fruit drinks are prepared in special beverage shops. Prosperity has produced a business culture that stresses entertaining, which supports restaurants that offer food from all the culinary regions of China. Western influences are found in bakeries and coffee shops in towns and cities. Buddhist food restrictions have produced a vegetarian cuisine in which bean curd, wheat gluten, and mushrooms are transformed into renditions of standard cuisine, sometimes being molded into the shape of ducks, chickens, and fish. Taiwan is famous for tea, especially the lightly roasted oolong tea. Tea houses exist almost every town, and most households have a tea cart to serve guests. Tea is brewed in a small pot and served in 1-ounce cups. It's considered stimulating, conducive to conversation, and beneficial to health. So if you're just out with your friends and you want to grab a quick drink, definitely look up bubble tea, or as I call it boba milk tea. But definitely try some of those. Look it on Yelp, Google, whatever. Just look up bubble tea and look up any nearby locations and try it out. It's really good. So next will be food customs at ceremonial occasions. So food is served as offerings to God, ancestors, and ghosts. A cup of tea or wine is placed on the family altar for the ancestors and gods, along with incense, more elaborate on the family altar for the ancestors and gods. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. More elaborate offerings are made on special days, including New Year's, God's birthday, and the Ghost Festival. Food offerings to ancestors are made in the form of a family dinner with seasoned dishes and rice. The altar table is set with chopsticks, bowls, soups, spoons, soy sauce, vinegar, and condiments. The gods are offered cooked but not seasoned or sliced meats. See, when at home, my parents would usually offer more vegetarian food to the gods, or our ancestors would say, and we would do that. We would pretty much offer them food, and for during the day, we would all eat vegetarian food, which I hate because I need my meat. But yeah, so the gods are offered cooked but not seasoned or sliced meats. Ghosts are offered cooked meals but outside the house, where one would feed beggars. So like when I was in Taiwan, I would see like many, like there's this day, there just random day, I would be wondering like why is people like putting out like a table stand and incense and some food outside? Like, don't they do that inside? Because that's what my house does. But then my dad says, oh, it's like some ritual for the ghosts, something like that. Yeah. So, all right. So let's move on and talk about night markets. Have any of you guys ever heard of them before? So night markets make a big impact on Taiwanese culture. Many people say that you haven't properly experienced Taiwan if you haven't visited one of its night market cultures. So you may ask me, why are night markets so fascinating? Well, for starters, there's no such thing as night markets in the Western world. And even in a lot of other Asian countries, there are very limited night markets that still open at night. Sure, in Asia, you could say most places are so chaotic and so Taiwanese. However, give me a moment, guys. Okay. Let's start over. So why are night markets so fascinating? You can't find a lot of night markets that are open late at night in many parts of Asia or in Western culture. In Asia, you can say most places are so chaotic. So, like, in night markets in Taiwan, they will keep you entertained in all sorts of ways. Night markets are the best places to sample Taiwanese snacks. Taiwanese cuisine is slightly different to what you would get at your local Chinese takeaway or restaurant. Most dishes are a blend of Chinese, Aboriginal, and Japanese styles, with slight variations on each. Also, Taiwan, as a simple agricultural society, before it became one of the technology giants. So many snack dishes, are simple, yet to a modern Westerner, possibly could not imagine to eat. In the night markets, you can also stroll along street stalls and shops for that bargains you are looking for. You can virtually find anything and everything from clothes, shoes, accessories, stationeries, books, and even pets. There are also games you can play, modern games such as shooting rifles and handguns to try. Excuse me. There's also games you can play, like shooting rifles, handguns to try to take down balloons, or more traditional games like trying to throw hoops at bottles, or mini fishing, which is like they give you a small stick with a little hook on it, and you have to try to, no, that's shrimp catching. I'm sorry, I remember the wrong thing. But they would give you a little like net, a small net, and it's easily breakable, and you have to catch as many fish before the net breaks. So that's the fish game. There's also this other game, which is shrimp catching, which is like my favorite game at night markets. So they would give you this, small stick. It's about, I would say about 8 inches, and it would have a string attached to it, which is pretty sturdy, and it would have a hook tied to it. But then, so there would be shrimp inside a pond of water, and you have to try using the hook and trying to scoop the fish up, scoop the shrimp up. And I thought it was like the most fun thing ever, because I'm competitive, and with my parents, I would always catch more than they did. So that's one thing to try out at Taiwan or any night markets. So anyways, night markets open all night, and it just seems like the Taiwanese never sleeps. Just kidding, we do. All right, well, let's take a break and talk about how to make some popular dishes. This is DJ Sizzle, and thank you for listening to Cultural Kitchen at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. See you guys in a few minutes.
I'll cry, but I'll get by, and I'll forgive you, girl, by and by. And I'll forget you someday, if it's really got to be this way. I'll forget you someday, if it's really got to be this way.
Energetic, smart, sometimes crazy, but always real. It's happening here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Destruction, the only solution.
Welcome back from the break. My name is DJ Sizzle, and our first Taiwanese dish is called braised pork rice, which is 卤肉饭 in Mandarin. So I remember going to Taiwan every year, my childhood, having it and ordering it at restaurants. It's comprised with finely chopped pork belly, slowly cooked in aromatic soy sauce with 5 spices. So let me tell you how to make it. So for starters, let's start with the ingredients that you'll need. So do you guys have a pen and paper ready? Just kidding. So you'll need 1 pound skin-on pork belly, and you would have to cut that into half-inch pieces, 2 teaspoons of oil, 1/2 ounce of rock sugar, or instead of, if you don't have rock sugar, you can just use 2.5 teaspoons of just regular sugar. And you also have to use 1 small onion, cut finely chopped into small pieces, or you can use a couple shallots, I cannot say the word, shallots, as well. So you can also use 8 shiitake mushrooms cut into 1/2 inch pieces. But with my family, my mom, she never told me to use mushrooms. So definitely I'll try this out next time. But you guys can try this as well. So you can put in 8 shiitake mushrooms cut into 1/2 inch pieces. Then you would have to have 1/4 cup of Shaoxing wine, or just plain 1/4 cup of rice wine is fine, I guess. That's what my mom uses. 3 tablespoons of light soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of dark soy sauce, 2 cups of water, and 4 hard-boiled eggs peeled. So you can choose whether to use the eggs, or you can use whether to use like pickled radish. I like pickled radish with the rice, but it's really up to you. So for the spices, so this is also the ingredients, but for these spices, you have to wrap it in a cheesecloth and tie the cheesecloth with a kitchen string. So in the cheesecloth, you would need 1 cinnamon stick, 6 cloves, 3 bay leaves, 2 teaspoons of Sichuan peppercorns, 2 pieces of dried tangerine peel, and 2 slices of fresh ginger. Okay, to start off, you would bring a medium pot of water to boil and blanch the chopped pork belly for about 2 minutes. So after 2 minutes, you would drain it and set it aside. After that, you should heat some oil in a wok over low heat and cook the sugar until it melts. And then you should add the onions. After that, you would add the mushrooms and stir fry that for about a couple minutes, I would say 4 or 5 or 3 minutes, whenever you feel it's ready. After that, you would combine the sautéed onions and mushrooms with the pork belly and the Shaoxing wine with light soy sauce and dark soy sauce and water into a pot and bring the mixture to a boil. After boiling, you would add the spices with the peeled hard-boiled eggs and turn the heat to the lowest setting. So after combining all the ingredients and bringing it to a boil, you would add the spices and the hard-boiled eggs and turn the heat to a low setting. After that, you can let it simmer for about 1.5 hours. One through two hours. I'm sorry. So during the 2 hours or 1 hour or 1.5 hours, you would don't forget to stir it occasionally so the stuff doesn't stick to the pan or just stick to the pot, I mean. So after letting it simmer, remove the spice packet and turn the heat to a medium to thicken the sauce for about 5 minutes. After those steps, you are done and you have your braised pork rice, or as my parents would call it, lu rou fan. So you can serve this over steamed rice, and you can cut up the hard-boiled egg into half and add some pickled radish or any sides that you would like with it, honestly. And you would sit down and enjoy this delicious meal. Alright, so this is DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. So for the next dish, we will be talking about the famous Taiwanese beef noodle soup. Woo! Now, I don't really make this at home, and neither do my parents. But that's because my mom can't eat beef, so we try to stay away from eating beef at home, so we can all eat together as a family. So I would like order it whenever we would go to Taiwanese restaurants. I would order that for myself, because it's honestly my favorite thing to eat at Taiwanese restaurants. In Taiwan, I would always order it when we go out with the braised pork rice. I would always order beef noodle soup with my parents at Taiwan. So let's get started by telling you guys how to make the noodles. So for the ingredients, so for the soup, you would need 3 through 4 pounds of beef shanks with bone still in, 5 garlic cloves smashed, 1-inch knob of fresh ginger peeled and sliced, 1 bunch of scallions cut into 2-inch slices, 1 plum tomato quartered, 1 teaspoon of Chinese 5-spice powder, 1/4 cup of packed brown sugar, 4 through 5 whole star anise pods, 2 Thai chilies split lengthwise, 2 tablespoons of chili bean sauce, 1/2 cup of Chinese rice wine, 1 cup of good quality soy sauce, 1 can of chicken stock, 10 cups of water, or just enough to cover the beef. So after you have your soup ready, you would need some ingredients, to serve the food. You would have some other ingredients as well. To serve it, you would need 1 pound of baby bok choy or broccoli, 1 pound of Chinese egg noodles or weak noodles, and you can also add some chopped fresh cilantro if desired. So let's get started with telling you guys how to make it. So for the soup, in a large stock pot, to cover the beef shanks with get a large stock pot and cover the beef shanks with enough water to bring it to boil, and then bring it to boil. And after that, you would drain the water and set the beef aside. This step, it helps remove the impurities to make more of a pure soup. After that, either have another stock pot ready or clean out this stock pot that you used. After that, you would add the parboiled beef, garlic cloves, ginger, scallions, tomato, 5-spice powder, brown sugar, star anise, chilies, chili bean sauce, rice wine, soy sauce, chicken stock, and water to the pot. After that, you would bring the mixture to a boil, reduce the heat, and simmer for approximately 2 hours, or until the beef is fork tender. After that, you would turn off the heat and shift the lid to allow steam to escape. Let meat stand in the cooking liquid for another hour. After that, you would remove the beef to a cutting board. Pour the stock through a cheesecloth lined sieve into another pot. Then you would discard the vegetable solids. After that, slice the beef and return to the stock. So at this point, it's best to refrigerate the soup overnight or up to 3 days. The flavors will improve while resting, and the fat will be easier to remove. Or if you don't want to do that and can't wait, that's okay. You can just skim the fat from the surface and return the soup to a boil. So after that, you have your soup. And so when you want to serve to your guests or just serve to your family and friends, you bring a large pot of water to boil. Add the bok choy and blanch until bright green and tender for about 2 minutes. Then after that, you will remove the bok choy and set it aside. After that, bring the water back to boil. Add the noodles according to the package direction and cook them. And then you will strain the noodles. After that, divide the noodles among how many guests you have or how many family members or friends you want to share with. And you will ladle the beef and hot broth into the bowls. After that, you can add some chopped cilantro and serve it to your guests, family, friends. Yeah. So after that, you would sit down and enjoy my favorite dish. So, all right. Well, that ends the second segment. So now let's take a break now, and I will talk to you guys in a bit. This is DJ Sizzle, and thank you for listening to Cultural Kitchen at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. Don't forget, I'm here every Friday from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. All right, talk to you guys later.
You know you can't touch that stuff without money or a brand new car. Let me give you.
fabandworldfamousradio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.
hotels and midnight coaches. Be sure to hide the roaches.
Maybe she's just too old for me.
Hey guys, welcome back from the break. Well, this is DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Cultural Kitchen. So this is, you're listening to Cultural Kitchen at penguinradio.dominican.edu. So in the previous segments, I was talking about Taiwanese culture. I still am. I've talked about how Taiwanese handle their food, like the background culture to it, and I talked about some popular dishes. Now let's talk about some restaurants that you can go to around California. So now, for all you people who live in the Bay Area, there's this place called Taiwan Bento in Oakland. It has a 4-star review on Yelp. Many reviewers complimented that they all love the braised pork rice and the beef noodle soup. So if you guys listened to my last segment and are too lazy to cook it at home, definitely stop by this place and grab a bite with your family or friends. One of the reviewers said, "My kids love the braised pork rice, but I like the beef noodle soup here. The beef was so tender and it had a nice spice to it." That's if you're into spicy food. So many other reviewers talked about how the food was fast, delicious, and how the restaurant just has really good customer service. So definitely check this place out if you're around the Bay Area or around Oakland. Again, this restaurant is called Taiwan Bento, and it is in Oakland. You can look that up on Google or Yelp for the hours and the location exactly, but it's called Taiwan Bento. Look it up now. So the next place we're going to be talking about, it is called China Bee, and it's located in San Mateo. So also for you Bay Area people, go check this place out. It's called China Bee, and it consists of both Chinese and Taiwanese food, but they're both really good, so definitely go try it out. It's many reviewers. It has 4 stars on Yelp, and many reviewers say that their soy milk and Chinese donut is a really healthy meal guaranteed, and also their beef noodle soup is really good. So definitely go try that out here. So this place is in San Mateo, and it's called China Bee. All right, so next place we're going to talk about is down in SoCal area. And if anyone from SoCal ever heard of the 626 area, definitely they're quite known for Asian food. And some very popular places there are, there's one called Ding Tai Fung. If you ever heard of it, look it up. It's really good. Go try it out. It's one of my favorite places to go in SoCal. So this place, it has 4 stars, and it had 2,176 reviews, so that's pretty good already for that. And so my favorite thing to try there is their juicy pork dumplings. Their juicy pork dumplings are like dumplings, but it's steamed, and like when you take a bite of it, it's just juice starts pouring out, and it goes really good with some sliced ginger, and yeah. Go try that. And they also have a house special noodles with their house special sauce. And their green beans are also another choice to choose. That's what I always order when I go there. But yeah, go try that out. And it's also very popular in Taiwan. So it's a good Taiwanese cuisine to go try, definitely. But it's a long line, so get there early. So next place to talk about, it's also in, Ding Tai Fung. It's in Arcadia, California. Go check it out. Look it up on Yelp. Look it up on Google. All right. So next place is called 101 Noodle House. I'm sorry, guys. It's called 101 Noodle Express. And this place is also, in Arcadia. And I would always go to this place when growing up as a kid. And I would always order their beef noodle soup. That's my favorite place to go to for beef noodle soup. They also have fantastic dumplings, and you should also try the beef wraps. And it's like pretty much like a Chinese green onion pancake wrapped with some green onions, some of their special sauce, and some beef. And it's just really good. I can't explain how it's created, but it's like that. But you guys should definitely try it. So, again, it's located in Arcadia, California, and it's called 101 Noodle Express. It's good for late night snacks. All right, well, our time is about up, and so I am DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Cultural Kitchen. Don't forget to tune in with me next week on Fridays at 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Talk to you guys next week. Bye.